Israel says it has achieved aerial superiority over Tehran, can fly over the Iranian capital without facing any major threats. Now, the ongoing conflict will be high on the agenda of the G7 summit taking place in Alberta, Canada.
I think the G7 is going to be tested because there is a war between sworn enemies who see their side of the argument as existential. The question, of course, will be not can the Europeans come up with a united position to try and put some, you know, influence on the conflict. The key question will be, can the Europeans and the other leaders that are here put some pressure or encourage or shape some of the thinking in Donald Trump? He is the only person who has potential influence and leverage over the Israelis.
The BBC's James Landale says Mr. Trump is now in Alberta for that G7 summit. Rally underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 487 points. NASDAQ ahead almost 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service, direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Drivers can expect some lane closures on the Bay Bridge this week. The Maryland Transportation Authority says, weather permitting, through Wednesday, the eastbound span will be closed from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. On Thursday, the span will be closed from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. And on Saturday, there will be a closure from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. The westbound span of the bridge will have two-way traffic, while the eastbound span is closed. There will be single-lane closures eastbound from 9 a.m. until 2:30 through Wednesday, and on Thursday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's devastated by the targeted, politically motivated attacks that took the life of former Minnesota Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and seriously injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Jim Barbie in White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another sweep for the Birds.
Fastball, hit high, hit deep, left field, got a chance! Grand slam! They call him the Kraken! And from the depths, Gary Sanchez has emerged to blow this game all the way open!
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson after missing 7 weeks on the injured list. Gary Sanchez, second homer of the season, was the clincher, as the O's pound out 12 hits, three dingers among them, and beat the Angels 11-2 the final. Baltimore now just six back of the third wild card slot, but still seven teams in front of them. After the game, manager Mancelino on the numbers.
We're to 10 under. We got a long way to go, but we're kind of in it in a weird way. There's some belief in there, you know. It's like, now if we can get the 5 under. You know, if you get the 5 under, all of a sudden it's eyes are open and you can kind of see it a little bit. So really happy to be where we're at.
Birds now begin an important 7-game road swing, 4 at the Rays, 3 at the Yanks. Off the field, the news not so good for Grayson Rodriguez. The right-hander saying he's hopeful of taking the mound this season, but he doesn't know what's causing his lat injuries. The latest flare-up was his third in 4 years, came as he was rehabbing another injury and hasn't made a rehab start yet. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens get mandatory beginning tomorrow. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
At 11:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and still some showers as we get into the afternoon. High temps barely out of the 60s, upper 60s, a few lower 70s here and there. We'll definitely be warmer on Tuesday with another chance for some showers on Tuesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 63 degrees in Bel Air, 65 in Halethorpe, and 65 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, 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 yes. You've got the beginning of a new week here. You can be productive if you want to. If you don't want to be productive, guess what? I'm not judging you, okay? I'm not judging you. You can do whatever you like. Hopefully all the fathers out there or those that play the role had a great Father's Day weekend. The jury's still out on Brian, the producer. I think he had a great weekend. I don't know. He looks chipper. He looks well-rested. So I'm hopefully you had a great day as well. Also, we were talking about the Boulder City Police Department right before the break. And then we were talking about the Middle East and some of our foreign policy and whether or not J.D. Vance is really next in line here. Or is it somebody like Secretary of State Marco Rubio? Keith in the text line says, Kim, in my opinion, Vance was chosen over Rubio only because Vance had the military service and they needed that on the ticket to counter Tampon Timmy's claim of being a combat vet. You know, Keith, I didn't think about that, but you could definitely be right on that. Because like I said, from what I heard, and you know, this isn't confirmed, but my sources, what I heard is that it was a last minute decision to take J.D. Vance and not Marco Rubio. That is what I was told. Marco Rubio had his speech ready. He was ready to go. But then J.D. Vance was the pick. And like I said, we were talking about Baltimore City Police Department. And that is, I'm not getting on the police. I love you. Men and women in uniform, first responders, you know how much I love you. Okay? Love you to death. But the whole thing, marching the Pride Parade and, you know, being like, you know, feminine, even some of the men for a day. I don't know how you're gonna how you're fighting crime like this, but it's just it looks a little odd. Okay, I've got Dan in Belcamp. Dan, were you once a city cop?
Yes. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was. I came on the job 50 years ago in 1975, and you know, of course, we have people of alternate lifestyles, but I don't ever recall in my 30 plus years on the job that we ever celebrated it. Any particular group, but we're in uniform on the job. We're supposed to be apolitical. So my contention is, would the department take in wrap a car with MAGA flags on it and have a parade celebrating Donald Trump and the MAGA movement?
No.
I doubt that seriously. Again, we need to be apolitical while we're in uniform, and that's what the public expects.
Yeah, great point, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your service. Hope you have a great week.
You as well.
Thank you. And, you know, we don't see police cars or cruisers wrapped in the American flag, you know, going through the 4th of July parades. Have you seen that? No, but they're wrapped. And these cruisers are wrapped all year round because I've seen them. They're wrapped all year round with this whole pride flag situation. Like I said, nothing against the gay people, nothing against those that celebrate pride, not at all. But when it comes to the police department, like, pull that back. Pull that back. That is not your spot. It's not your place. If you are a police officer and you want to be in the Pride Parade, take off your uniform, call out for the day, and go march in the Pride Parade. But having all the police in this, you know, it's not all, but there was a good 20, 25 of them. And we know for a fact that we're short officers on patrol. And you got them out there, you know, waving rainbows and handing out beads. Really? Is that the best use of your resources? Really, Commissioner Worley? Yes, I know. I know. You're probably thinking, Cam, let it go. I'm going to let it go for right now. I'm going to let it go right now. But it's not a good look. Tighten up. Let's see. John says in the text line, Cam, BPD is such an attractive job. They have moved to recruit from the coffee shops and retail stores. New BPD policy accepts face jewelry, rainbow hair coloring, sexual organ use disorders, women with beards, men without junk, no physical capabilities required, and emotional support ferrets are all fine. Yeah, John, I understand it's hard to get some of these people to want to join the department, especially after the defund the police movement. But what are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, if I have a police officer, say I'm getting carjacked at gunpoint, and I call the police, they get there quickly, and my police officer jumps out, you know, with rainbow-colored hair, and it's a guy, and he's got these long nails, and his press-on nails are on, and he was like, what's the problem here? Look, I'm not going to be a happy camper. At that point, I'm gonna turn to the gunman. I'm going to say, just shoot both of us. I mean, I'm serious. This is not what you want. Okay? This is not what you want. And this is coming from somebody that is just fine with the LGBTQ community. Let's see. I've got Mark in Connecticut. Hey, Mark, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes. Good morning to all the men and women listeners out there. Kim, I agree with the previous callers that police departments should be politically agnostic, should not be choosing a side, whether it's Republican or Democrat, Libertarian, Independent. They should just be Baltimore police on the car, and the American flag, and maybe the Maryland flag on the cars. But to promote a sexual lifestyle, because that's the, and the second part is, I think that we should recognize it, acknowledge it for what it is. It's the Gay Pride Parade. This is gay people celebrating June as the Gay Pride Month or Gay Month, and it's and that's why you need to. It's they just calling it Pride, and it confuses younger people that don't know any better, or you know, and they're just participating in this and not knowing what they're celebrating. But these are gay pride parades. And yeah. Another thing is also in that LGB, all those letters, there's also transsexuals. That is a mental health disorder. It's not just it's something different than what people think it is. I mean, you're talking about individuals that mutilate themselves to look like, to appear like a different gender, the opposite sex. And so it needs to be a lot more, that's the gay pride parade. And if you want to be there, go. But understand what individuals need to understand and know what they're getting into.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Mark, before you go, and I appreciate you calling in. What do you think is going through the heads of some of these parents that are bringing their kids? Like, with some of these kids, you look at some of the pictures from the Pride Parade over the weekend, and you'll see 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds out there with these people dressed in drag and dancing and partying together. What do you think is going through their heads? Because I can't understand that as a parent myself.
I think... And that's one of the problems. I believe that a lot of them don't realize that, like I said, the transsexual thing, that's a mental health disorder. And they're just thinking that, oh, it's in vogue to be accepting. Like, they want to be, this very accepting of everything and everyone type of person. And it's, no, you can't. That's the wrong position. I think it's a bad move to bring children to see adults portraying themselves as the opposite sex and indoctrinating them. Because to me, that's what it is, indoctrination.
Right. No, that's...
It's just,
That's how I feel as well. Well, thank you, Mark, so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was, again, Mark from Connecticut. And I know he's been tuning in a lot lately, and we do. We appreciate people that care about the issues here in Maryland, especially those that can weigh in from other states that are considered blue states, because you know as well what we're going through, and you might have some insight where you can give us a kind of a warning here on what's going on. All right, I wanted to bring this this interview to you from the Baltimore Banner. All right, now this interview is from the Baltimore Banner, and they sat down with Kathy Klausmeier. Now, for how many weeks now have I been saying that I do not appreciate the fact that Kathy Klausmeier is refusing to sit down with anyone that wants to ask her questions? That's, you know, ridiculous, especially considering how many people wanted that spot. And, you know, she was gung-ho. Remember, she stood up there on the city council floor, or county council floor, excuse me, saying that she would do something about juvenile crime, that she was going to be transparent and all this other stuff. She refuses to sit down with reporters from Fox 45, other radio stations in the area, even, that are more friendly to her than I would be. Of course, her office has not gotten back to me at all, but that's not too shocking. But she won't even sit down with people that are considered right in the middle. But she will sit down with Rona Kumble, who is a very left-leaning reporter at the Baltimore Banner. And I know this because it was Rona who wrote the story about Johnny Olszewski but inserted me like seven times in it when it was really about him and the payment that went out to Philip Terabasi. How I ended up in that story, only Rona knows, okay? And that's who sat down with Kathy Klausmeier. Here is the headline here. It says, "How about me? Kathy Klausmeier reflects on first 5 months as Baltimore County's first female executive." Now, first, when you're reading that, what are you thinking? Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's the same thing every time, right? I hear people all the time. And like I said, I have nothing against Senator Carl Jackson. I have nothing against him. I think he's a nice guy. But when you say to me, oh, I'm celebrating because I'm the first African-American male to hold this spot as state senator, please know I can give two you-know-what. Okay? I don't care if you're the first purple person to have this spot. I don't care. That's ridiculous to even think that color or gender has anything to do with how you will be as a legislator or an executive. That's stupid. It's stupid to even say it. And please know, 50% of the time, when you go to somebody, you say, I'm the first female to sit in this county executive spot. Half the room is looking at you like you're an idiot. Okay? Because it does not mean anything. If you are not willing to be transparent, if you're not sitting down for interviews, if you're not fighting for your constituents when it comes to the energy bills or paying high taxes or the fees on freaking tires, then it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're the first African-American senator. You're not doing anything else. Same thing with Kathy Klausmeier. If you're not doing the job as county executive, I don't care if you're the first female. What you're doing is you're screwing it up for any other female that might come along that wants the job, and people are going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to vote for her because we had a female and she sucked. That's what you're doing. That's what Kamala Harris was doing for black women as a VP. Stop it. You're ruining it for the rest of us. This is why I was mad at my fellow Republican, Anna Paulina Lua. She was ruining it for the rest of us. We need maternity leave. For what? You're on the Hill like what? 70 days out of the year? Are you kidding me? Anyways, sorry to go. Was that a rant? I apologize. Oh, you know what? I didn't say it. If you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Where the heck have you been? You're missing out on me yelling at everybody. All right, so Kathy Klausmeier did sit down with the Baltimore Banner. And she talked about permit delays, teacher salaries, and outrage over her inspector general decisions. Now, Kathy Klausmeier, believe it or not, she told a reporter, this is how, it's so ridiculous how biased this is. It's like, la, 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 what's your favorite color, Kathy? My favorite color's red. You know, that's how this reads, by the way. It says, every morning, Kathy Klausmeier wakes up at 6 a.m. and goes on a 3-mile walk with a good friend. Okie dokie, let's stop right there, shall we? I did the math in my head, you know, I got a little girl math for you. So you're telling me that this woman gets up at 6 a.m. and goes on a 3-mile walk, not run, a 3-mile walk with a friend. Okay. And she walks past all these portraits. They're talking about this like, it's, you know, it's like a let's hold hand and paint rainbows together. So at 6 a.m., you're walking. Kathy Klausmeier's how old? You know, she's not that, I wouldn't say she's that old, right? She's not that old, but I would think if you're doing 3 miles at a walking pace, by the time she gets back home, you know, has breakfast, because she does talk about, you know, the fact that she likes to go to diners and stuff like that, has breakfast, by the time she actually gets to her job as a county executive, I'm thinking you're looking more at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, okay? 9:30, 10 o'clock. And so if it's taking you that long to get up and ready in the morning and then jumping into action, I already got a problem with it, okay? I already got a problem with it. Because, you know, she also says in this interview that the job is somewhat overwhelming and she's got a lot going on and she doesn't usually have enough time during the day to, you know, just do everything because there's just so much to do. Well, let me just tell you, Kathy Klausmeier, if you decide to do maybe, I don't know, 1 mile, or if you're going to get up a little bit earlier at 5 a.m. and do your 3 mile walk, you will have a little more time in the workday. I don't know if anybody needs to tell you this, but just like putzing around with your best friend in the morning. Oh, man, when we come back, we're going to get into the middle of this because the Baltimore Banner did ask her about IG Kelly Madigan. And her response, again, different from responses that she's given previously. Stay right there.
The hottest months of the year are also the most dangerous, not just because of heat waves or storms, but because they stress the power grid to the limit. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Grid Doctor 3300 Solar Generator. It delivers 3,300 watts of power, enough to run fridges, freezers, power tools, and more, all without gas, noise, or fumes, using free energy from the sun. And for a limited time, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300, you'll get two free 200-watt waterproof solar panels. To claim your free panels before this offer ends, shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Whether it's summer blackouts, hurricanes, or just peace of mind in uncertain times, the Grid Doctor Solar Generator has your back. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, and secure your Grid Doctor 3300 with two free solar panels today. MyPatriotSupply.com/radio.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let me get this straight. If you ask the superintendent about her budget, you get reprimanded, right?
Yeah.
Maggie Domanowski? Or if you ask why they don't have a flag, you can get punished, charged with trespassing and suspended. But the superintendent can breach her contract about where she resides, and that goes unchallenged? That's a great point.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, like I said, Baltimore Banner sat down with Kathy Klausmeier. They're the only ones that seem to be able to get an interview with her. Is it because they're progressive? Probably. We were talking about the Baltimore City Police and the fact that they were in the Pride Parade. Got my friend on the line. I want to make sure I spoke to her. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm sorry, Kim. I'm like, you're about ready to get back on the campaign trail. That ranting. See, that's what we need, that ranting. See, you've been too nice walking around them cute shoes and red dress and stuff. It's time to put on some boots.
Yeah.
And cowboy hat, girl.
Yeah, you're not lying, because that's how I feel at this point. That's how I feel.
And I'm telling you, I can tell. And I think a lot of your listeners should tell. You're about pissed off enough, I think, now. See, you weren't pissed off enough before.
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to just thank Mark for that call about Pride, the Pride Parade. I tell you, you know, the police is there to defend and protect. Can't do it with press on now. Cannot do it with press on now. So
yeah.
That said, the corruption in Baltimore County has always been there. It's just covered up. It's just like in Baltimore City. Brandon Scott, you have been railing. I've heard you when I couldn't call or talk, but I've heard you with the corruption that's being exposed. Baltimore County is no different.
Yeah.
I don't see, where are the conservatives that are having their fundraiser? Where are they? screaming about her and her inaction and not being accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great. So here's the thing, Barbara, and I noticed this too. We have a lot of Republicans in office, whether it's in county council or even in the state legislature in Annapolis. For some reason, they are willing to be very friendly with Kathy Klausmeier. I don't know why. I don't know what.
They've become accustomed to not fighting. I hear it, and it's so much, it's sickening. Well, you know, there's a blue state. I'm telling you, I puke on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Barbara, because it is. It's pissing me off.
You're not doing nothing about stuff, right? You're not making enough noise.
Right.
How about the voter registration campaigns? Get out there and get some of these people who don't vote. But anyway, but I think you're about ready. Cowboy hat, start looking like change up for Chrissy Nome.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, put on some fatigue.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. All right, you too. Oh, man. No, I do. I get very fired up about the Kathy Klausmeier thing, just so we're clear. We had lots of people that were very capable to be the interim Baltimore County executive. We finally got rid of Johnny O. That was like the best thing about him winning, right? Finally get rid of Johnny O. But now you have people, even on the right, as Barbara just pointed out, they will not say anything to Kathy Klausmeier or point out the fact that she's been ineffective and absolutely ridiculous this entire time because they want to be friends with her or they've been friends with her for a couple years. I'm sorry. I don't like the way this is going. I really don't. And I'm talking about even my friends in Annapolis. You're in Baltimore County, too. You see that she's not standing up and doing anything with these interviews. You see that she's not doing her job. You see her playing with Kelly Madigan's job. And I'm someone that's not even a huge fan of Kelly Madigan's. But she has won awards. And there are many people on both sides of the aisle that wants her to remain in that position. The fact that you are a Republican, I don't care if that's your friend. As I called out Anna Paulina Luna, my friend. And yes, she's not so happy with me. But what she was talking about with maternity leave was stupid. We don't elect people to go to Congress and go to Capitol Hill for them to just say, oh, no, I'm having a baby. Let me go home. No. You knew you were having a baby. You went anyway. Now go and serve. Represent. That's what you signed up for. All right. Back into this Baltimore Banner article. And like I said, this was a question from Baltimore Banner to Kathy Klausmeier. They said, since you've been doing the job, what would you say is the most surprising thing? Here's Kathy's response. Every day there's something new, and it's a challenge just to catch up with everything all the time. Every day I learn something new, and I think I have a handle on it, and then I don't, and then it takes a couple of days, and there's always something new and exciting going on. I'm blessed with the team that my predecessor left me with. They are all very, very smart and really have guided me through this. And the Cat in the Hat said what? And Dr. Seuss says what? Like, what is that? And this is what I was talking about. So she says, before this, she says, I get up at 6 a.m. and I go for a 3-mile walk with my friend. Whatever the friend, I guess, feels like to get out of the house. We're assuming that she gets to work by 10. And then you're telling us in the very next question or sentence here, you're saying there's not enough time in the day. We'll stop going on a 3-mile walk at 6 a.m. I mean, are you kidding me? And then she talks about how she has to have breakfast and she likes to go to the diners. Go to work. Again, this is why I'm not so happy with my Republican friends right now. I don't care if this is your friend. This is Baltimore County we're talking about. The budget's all messed up. They're still talking about Blueprint, Kerwin Commission. You got teachers out here. It's with the teachers union protesting. You got juvenile crime. We got homicides up the wazoo in Baltimore County looking like Baltimore City 2.0. And you don't want to say anything because she's your friend? Give me a break. You know what? I'll give you a break. We'll discuss more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They are breathing a sigh of relief in Minnesota. 57-year-old Vance Bolter has been captured, wanted for the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County, southwest of Minneapolis. Air raid sirens heard again overnight in Tel Aviv and other Israeli cities as the Israel-Iran conflict continues. The Middle East situation and trade expected to figure prominently on the agenda. The G7 summit meeting in Canada. President Trump is in Alberta for the summit. Crews searching for several people missing in the aftermath of flash flooding in northern West Virginia. At least 5 deaths have been blamed on the severe weather. On Wall Street, the Dow trading about 487 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 292, and the S&P better by 70 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, this guy's a difference maker.
Westberg with a high drive. That ball's rocketed into left field. Keep the home run party going. Jordan Westberg goes way downtown for number 7 on the year, his third on the homestand.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Birds launching 3 four-baggers yesterday among their 12 hits on their way to an 11-2 romp and a sweep of the Angels. After the game, Jordan Westberg asked if he's felt a change among the Birds.
I do, yeah. There's a lot more energy in the dugout. There's a lot more energy on the field. I feel like the guys are kind of feeding off of each other, and seeing a lot more smiles, just a lot more aggressive baseball, it looks like, you know. Better at bats.
Huge trade in baseball yesterday. The Red Sox offloading disgruntled 3-time All-Star Rafael Devers to the Giants. Ravens begin mandatory minicamp tomorrow in Owings Mills, and one of the themes coming out of summer practice has been the improvement of the team's pass rush depth. Pass rush coach Chuck Smith on rookie Mike Green.
Mike is very skilled up. Give him credit. Give his school a lot of credit, and his coach in college at Marshall, probably Virginia. You know, Mike, he can cross chop. Mike can spin. Mike can ghost.
Coming up in 30 minutes, clouds on the horizon for Grayson Rodriguez. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Expect to see mostly cloudy skies for your Monday afternoon. Temps in the upper 60s and lower 70s with a few scattered showers still rolling through. On Tuesday, warmer temperatures, highs right back to the lower 80s. Still a chance for some showers and storms in the afternoon. And then we really heat up with 90s on the way starting Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Qualifying small business customers can get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll get easy-to-follow recommendations to help you save. To request an appointment, visit bgesmartenergy.com/small business.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Baltimore Banner did sit down with Kathy Klausmeier. I'm not going to read the entire thing. You guys can go to the Baltimore Banner and check it out. But I do want to read to you what she said about the Inspector General, Kelly Madigan. Before we jump into that, real quick, don't forget WCVM.com. You've got the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you agree with President Trump not going after illegal immigrants in certain industries? He said he's going to pull back on going after illegals in the farming industry and then also in the hotel industry. So far, 84% of you say no, you do not agree with that, and you want him to go after those illegal immigrants. We will talk about that in just a second here. But like I said, back to the Baltimore Banner and Kathy Klausmeier. And I got some text messages as well. Robert says, Kim, Kathy Klausmeier, who is 75 years old, is like sleepy Joe Biden with the auto pen, who let the deep state run things. She is just a placeholder for Johnny O, who is still here while the deep county keeps it all running the way they want it to run. And I think you're right with that, Robert. And this is what makes me so upset, because here she was basically selected in all this. Remember, Marty, we were talking about how it was a show. It was just a show that they were going through the steps and acting like the community had some input on whether or not it's going to be Kathy Klausmeier. Everybody already knew it was going to be Kathy Klausmeier, and everybody already knew that she was going to give her seat to Carl Jackson. That's who they selected. It was already known, right? There was no secret to this. Well, anyways, here's what she had to say to the Baltimore Banner. The Baltimore Banner asked this. I want to ask you about the Inspector General. The county executive had told the Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, that she would not automatically reappoint her, but would instead open a search. There's been a lot of public pushback. Did you expect that? That's what the reporter at Baltimore Banner asked Kathy Klausmeier. Here's what Kathy had to say. She said, no, I did not expect that. I was shocked. My husband said you were on TV. I said, that's not me. That's my picture. Oh, man. She then says, the Baltimore Banner reporter says, can you talk about what happened? All right. Here, you know, we won't even go to that. This is all very silly. But we are going to go to just her responses. She then said, Kathy Klausmeier says to the Baltimore Banner reporter, I've only met with Kelly Madigan once or twice. It was the first time the county ever had an inspector general, and I didn't really know much about her on it or it. And according to the charter, she would have a 5-year term, and it was like almost any of the other commissions and everything else on my plate, where people have to come and, you know, say whether they want to continue. And I didn't know if she wanted to do it again. So I just said, okay, well, we'll just go by the charter and just say, okay, she can reapply for the job. She then says, Kathy Klausmeier, she's done a good job. From what I understand, she's gotten different awards and stuff. But I just wanted to, as I said, she was the first one. And I just wanted to see if it was, if that was all okay. So she acknowledges here that Kelly Madigan apparently received some awards for doing a great job. And then she says, I didn't know what I was supposed to do because the charter says that then she just has to reapply. So I just went with the charter because she didn't call me. Now, the reporter says to or asked Kathy Klausmeier, did you ask Kelly Madigan if she wanted to do the job again? But Kathy Klausmeier says, well, no, but she didn't ask me either. Oh, my gosh. So she didn't ask me either. Meanwhile, remember, the story, the original story was that Kathy Klausmeier heard through the grapevine that Kelly didn't want the job again. Oh, boy. All right. The Baltimore Banner, I don't know how this reporter kept a straight face. The Baltimore Banner then says she had a meeting with you where she talked about the position. And then she said she was handed a letter that said she would reapply for her job. Kathy Klausmeier says, well, other people that have wanted jobs have come to me and sat down and talked to me and said, you know, I would like to continue my job or I want a different part of this job. But she has never done that. That was the first time I met her. So the Baltimore Banner reporter says, so if she said, I really like this job, I want to stay in it, then what? Kathy Klausmeier says, well, she didn't say that. So she assumed, listen to that, listen to this. She assumed, Kathy Klausmeier assumed, the award-winning Inspector General might not want her job because she didn't come grovel on her feet, I guess, enough to say, hey, don't forget to pour me a little porridge. You know, don't forget to reappoint me to the job. Like, what? Why didn't Kathy just call her? Or had a staffer call her? This sounds like a bunch of fifth graders on the playground trying to figure out who's going to be the person that's it on freeze tag. That's what it sounds like. Oh, man. The Baltimore Banner reporter that says, was there any pressure from political figures such as Congressman Olszewski to replace Kelly Madigan? Kathy Klausmeier, for some reason she heard about that. She says, no, that's all rumor because I never talked to Johnny about it. Okay. Johnny Olszewski then confirms with the Baltimore Banner that nor he nor his staff actually spoke to Kathy about the IG. You know, take from that what it is, right? We have nothing else to go after. If they're saying that they never had that conversation, that's all we can believe at this point. Here's the thing. If you have an award-winning inspector general, and yes, this position for you might be a little bit on the news side, but you said in the beginning of this interview that Johnny left you his entire staff, basically, right? A really good team. Why didn't they just explain to you, or why didn't you ask them to explain to you how important that position is, how the community feels about that person, Kelly Madigan, and have them put a meeting together for the two of you? It wasn't that hard. This could have been done in a simple text message from Kathy Klausmeier to her staff. That's why there are so many people questioning where all of this is coming from. Is it Kathy Klausmeier or somebody else, maybe one of the 23 individuals that's now trying to get this job from Kelly Madigan? Was it one of those people that's influencing you somehow, Kathy? Because I'm telling you right now, this doesn't make sense at all. It doesn't make any sense. All right. So here's the very end of this. Again, in the Baltimore Banner, if you want to take a look at it, because there was a lot that they talked about. The school budget, lots of things. The Baltimore Banner reporter asked Kathy Klausmeier, so unequivocally, no one told you that you needed to fire her. Kathy responds, I did not fire her. She has the opportunity to come forth and go before our special panel that we have gotten together. Now, mind you, there's no other position that she's asking for somebody to go in front of a special panel to get their job back. This is the only position. The IG, Kelly Madigan. She's not doing it for any other commission, anything else. Only the IG. Now, you tell me that that's not suspicious. The last of this that I'm going to read to you, the Baltimore Banner says, okay, and who is on the special panel? Kathy Klausmeier says, they are judges and attorneys, which I think is very important for an inspector general. BS. I would say the actual word, but BS. BS. You just told this reporter in the same interview, not even 20 minutes before that, that you weren't really sure exactly what the IG did. And now you're telling the same interviewer 20 minutes later, do you think judges and attorneys should be the ones on the special panel? Come on, Kathy. Sorry, sweetheart. I'm not buying any of this. None of it. If this was to do damage control, if this is what your publicists or PR told you to do, they told you to sit down with the Baltimore Banner because you were going to get away with it. You didn't get away with it. Now our eyes are wide open. You now have 23 people to choose from for the inspector general position. Why do you have that? Why do you have only a special panel for the IG position? I am so glad the guys in the morning drive tomorrow, don't forget, Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, they will be talking to IG Kelly Madigan tomorrow morning. Do not miss it. Tune in to the morning drive because we're going to talk about it on Kim Klasick Live. I guarantee it. This doesn't add up. And you can sit there like you're so cutesy. I like to go to walk with my friends. I like to go to the diner, eat breakfast. I ain't buying it. I played that game plenty of times before. Trust me. I can turn it on when needed. There is a reason that you did not reconfirm Kelly Madigan straight out. There's a reason. And guess what? When things are done in the dark, they will come to light. And people are going to find out. So it's probably in your best interest, Kathy Klausmeier, to just come forward and be honest. Come forward and be honest. You're playing games. This is the only position you want a special panel for? Weird. It's weird. The position you said you don't know much about, the position that you said to this reporter, it's like, that's new. I don't know. I don't even know what she does. But you don't know what she does, but you know for a fact that it should be judges and attorneys that decide who actually sits in the seat. Interesting. Interesting. I was bored at night, but not last night. Not last night. Got a texter here. Craig in Hartford County says, dear Kim and Baltimore County residents, you are doomed as residents of Baltimore City thanks to the Democratic machine, and swamp has run deep for years. Same old, same old. Yes, Craig. Yeah, no, there's serious issues here. Serious issues. And I don't really know who is part of the deep state and the swamp. I mean, if you were to ask me, I would, you know, personally, I'd probably point towards the Olszewski family and a few others. Do I have concrete evidence of that? I do not. But none of this story is adding up from Kathy Klausmeier. I will go ahead and say that I will believe her and I will believe Johnny O that they are not conspiring here. But something is definitely going on. I've got Marty in Parkville. Marty, you want to weigh in on Kathy Klausmeier?
Well, I got a question for you, Kim, real quick. She says, we put together a panel to name these new people on the, to develop the panel. Who's the we?
Yeah. That's a good question, Marty. Who is the we? Because she didn't say. She didn't explain here. She said, we got them together.
You want to know who's behind all the stuff in Baltimore County, I'll tell you exactly who it is. It's Jim Smith.
Oh, it's Jim Smith? Okay. Tell us a little bit about Jim Smith.
Jim Smith's a former county executive, and he was really tied in with the Pew administration. And I'm trying to he's a county victory slate. He's the one that gets behind, got behind putting Johnny Olszewski in office. He was thrown up on charges with the state prosecutor. He worked in the Pew administration as a liaison between the developers and the city government, and then when Pew left, he ended up losing his six-figure job with them. He was a former judge, but he's behind a lot of the stuff that goes on in Baltimore County.
Okay. All right. Well, I will definitely look more into him, but Marty, I believe and trust you.
He was actually brought up on charges from the state prosecutor's office a couple years back, and there's nothing to follow up on. I mean, you don't hear of any charges actually being filed, but he was being investigated.
Oh, wow. All right. I will definitely look into it. Marty, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. And, there's absolutely something going on, and that's a good question for Marty. Because she did say, she said, we got a panel together. Marty's correct. Who's the we? We is in your office? As in your staff? Who was the we? Was Julian Jones there? Who was there? Look, the Baltimore Banner, like I said, I give them props. They did a good job. I know this probably wasn't easy. I'm pretty sure they look at Kathy as one of their own. But they still did ask her about Kelly Madigan, and I will give them props for doing so. But can this go further? Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to really represent the people, right, as a county executive, you've got to be more transparent. You know, I don't care if you're just the interim Baltimore county executive. You don't think you have to do much. When you're sitting here and you're removing the inspector general, guess what? You now have put yourself in a position where you're no longer just a seat holder because now you're shaking things up in a very suspicious way. And we have questions. All right. Speaking of questions, the poll of the day, WCBM.com. Let's see what you guys are thinking here. Again, this is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you agree with President Trump not going after illegal immigrants in certain industries? 83% of you say no. 17% of you say yes. And I'm with the majority today. I don't agree with it. I think if we're rounding up illegal immigrants, we're rounding up illegal immigrants. If we're holding those employers that hire illegal immigrants accountable, we got to hold them accountable. So I am with you. I don't agree with President Trump by having this little caveat saying, oh, no, we're not going after the farmers, people. We're not. I don't agree. I got Rob and Dundalk. Rob, what say you?
Subject right there. I think because of, we get 30%. Trump got 30% of the Hispanic vote. And all. I just think that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. And we need help right now. I mean, they're fighting against, like, with the, Powell and all that, what he won't do to interest rates. So to me, we're right on the edge of it. Like, Trump's making it work. But with everything, like you just said, what's going on now and all around here and everything, and I'm not suicidal. I'm just getting into politics a little bit. It's like scary. You're like, okay, well, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. They foul upward, and then, like you said, they say Trump's a king, and they're the ones acting like that. Like they just said, what panel? What are you talking about? Nazi stuff. They're saying we're Nazis. It's brutal, but it's like to me, now you're starting to be afraid to say something because we know what's going on around here, like Moore, all the rest of them. They don't know what they're doing. They fail upward. They're used to COVID. No, you can't do this. It's brutal. Now they got to do their job, and they get just like them cops doing that. What is wrong with them doing that with the pride flag? I mean, like the one guy Dan said, they don't do it with no other flag. I mean, what in the world? That's what happened in the first Trump thing. They're falling for all this craziness. And we got to come together. It's just like we're barely hanging on. I don't know. I just think we need the workers. And the ones that didn't commit crimes or anything, it's just to me, it's like We messed up, and you know, by letting them all in, and like you said, go after the employees and all that, make sure they're paid right and everything. But them people, man, to come here and work like that, they're not hurting nobody. They're not. I know, like they say, you broke the law, but that's way different than a lot of. I mean, you've got a lot of people who are terrorists and don't work. And just I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, Rob, you're a lot of people think the same way you do. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And so Rob is saying, like, you know, these illegals that are working that are not depending on taxpayers, he's fine with them. And there are a lot of people that agree with that. There are a lot of people that agree with you, Rob, on that one. I guess I just look at it as like, look, if we said that we're going to do this one sweep and the one overhaul, and, you know, I think sometimes we're so busy, like, allowing, like, things to come out. It's like, all right, well, let's allow this. Let's have a heart here. Let's have a heart over there. Like, you can't pick winners and choosers, right, or winners and losers. You can't do that. Just like in COVID, you know, we were picking winners and losers on who could keep their businesses open. So I don't agree with that, because you're going to have people at that point discriminated against. So either we're rounding up all the illegals and we're sending them home, or we're not. And I think most of us voted to round them all up and send them home. Now, if those farmers and hotels, if they want to bring these people back on work visas, let's have that conversation. If there's a way for them to get them work visas while they're still here without sending them back and forth, let's have that conversation. But, you know, you can't tell me that now we're just not going after certain people in certain industries. You know, it's like, look, if you think this industry is going to be devastated, then you go ahead and you make sure that they get work visas. Don't just sit there and say, oh, we're just going to let them be. Because we still don't know if there are any of those criminals on those farms or any criminals within those hotels. Could you imagine that? How easy would it be for somebody that is criminally charged with sex abuse as a legal immigrant to work at a hotel and possibly be in a hotel with kids, with women, or anybody that they want to sexually assault? I mean, could you imagine that? A lot of them have keys to the room, right? The maintenance guys, right? Brian, the producer, they got a key to your room. You want them coming in? Housekeeping, right? And it's a lie? Come on, man. And look, I'm just trying to use a little common sense here. That's all. When we get back, I do want to just touch on the military parade. I want to know if you thought it was a bust or a blast.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Whenever you say institutional racism keeps black people down, it is an insult to every great person of color who has lived in this country and changed history in ways never possible before the United States came. Who do you want? George Washington Carver, Louis Armstrong, Michael Jordan. I'm talking about scientists. I'm talking about doctors. Ben Carson. It's an insult to say the class of 2025 experienced anything like they did.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I always have fun with you guys every single day. I am so honored and blessed that you choose to listen to Kim Klasick Live, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Tell all your friends to do the same if you could. Don't forget, we have a big announcement coming out on Friday. And then also on Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., I'll be at Jimmy Seafood for the Chuck Roast. If you haven't got your tickets, WCBM.com. There's a few tickets there left. We're going to have a blast. And I don't have to work. So that means that I can just have fun the entire time. So you better come out so we can have fun together. Robert in the text line says, hey, Kim, I think you need to calm down. with Kathy Klausmeier. She's not doing so much as county executive because a Democrat not doing much is really a good thing. Robert, you're right. Let me chill. Let me chill out. All right. So there was a big military parade. There was a mixed reaction on this. Some people loved it. I noticed on social media, some people said it was a little on the boring side. I did not go, but I also noted on the show on Friday that I was not going down there. Senator Rand Paul, remember, even after getting he was never disinvited, right? Uninvited to the White House picnic. But he told press that he was uninvited. He was mad. And everybody was like, well, stop talking about the military parade and how much it costs. Well, he goes to the White House picnic after Donald Trump said, hey, yes, you're invited. And then he goes on Meet the Press after it and says this.
You know, I'm all for the president appearing and doing enlistment ceremonies at military bases. I've been with the president at Dover to receive home our dead soldiers. And so those who have been killed in action and to mourn their loss. But I just never liked the idea of the parade because I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and the only parades I can remember are Soviet parades for the most part, or North Korean parades. And the parades I remember from our history were different. You know, everybody remembers that famous scene of the soldier, you know, dipping the girl and kissing the girl in New York in a ticker tape parade. But we were rejoicing the end of war, and we were rejoicing our soldiers coming home. And that absolutely ought to be commemorated and discussed every year, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. But we never glorified weapons so much. And I know he means well. I don't think he means for any of this to be depicted in another fashion, but I'm just not a big fan. And then there is the cost. I mean, we're $2 trillion in the hole, and just an additional cost like this, I'm not for it.
All right, so you're invited to the picnic, and then you still go and meet the press. And you say all these things. I was thinking, did he break his arm trying to reach for that? I mean, it's just craziness. He was like going off on a tangent. Come on, Senator. And I love Senator Rand Paul. I absolutely do. But he's being a little petty these days. And then it's funny because he was calling Trump petty about being uninvited to the White House. We still have no idea who originally told that to Senator Rand Paul. I still want to know who said it. I want to know, because that was petty. The person that lied about it was petty. All right, there was a singer at the Dodgers game over the weekend, and she decided to sing the national anthem in Spanish. Lots of people upset about it. Now, the Dodgers, believe it or not, they did in fact ask her to sing it in English, but she decided to go rogue. Her name is Reza, and I think she sounded great. I didn't know what she, you know, of course I know the words to the national anthem, so I kind of know what she was saying. But it was in Spanish, and I just want to remind people, Trump has made the official language here in the U.S., English. Reza, you got to get on board, okay? Everybody wants to insert politics in every little fraction of their life. It's like, come on, we're watching baseball here. We're not playing this game. Well, anyways, I just wanted to tell you about that. If you want to check it out, that video is circulating all over online. All right, as always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I will talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. We'll talk about the G7 summit and so much more.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best.